Je ne vais pas être très longue parce que d'abord, c'est un exercice toujours.
I'm going to be very brief because it's always very difficult to conclude, and I guess that we will reach the same conclusions, you and I. I speak too loud, no, too close to the microphone. So as I said, I'm going to be brief, but still, before thanking a few people, I'd like to draw your attention on the fact that we can certainly be glad to have enjoyed the diversity of the discussions, and at the beginning maybe everybody was sticking to their own position, but it's nice actually to have such a diversity in the community radio world, and so we can only welcome to have enjoyed such a diversity. Many opinions were conveyed and were discussed, and since yesterday we also had the opportunity to discuss radio, community radio, the meaning thereof. It's not only about words, it's also about the reality of radios, it's also about the connections and the links between these community radios and the way people really own these radios, and how this object is also very much, it also stands for the positions of so many people. It's also interesting to discuss how so many people have their own experiences, and how interesting it is to share our experience. Of course, we were missing the audience, we, audience of community radios, and we've seen this audience in videos, but of course maybe we could have get into the details of what the radio, what the audience does with radio, with the media. A lady was saying, I'm dancing when I hear music, or I hear or I think about a few things, but it would be nice actually to adopt another viewpoint and to identify what the audience, what the listeners would do with the media. Second, interesting conclusion, we were very happy to have people from abroad, and of course we had a representative from the research or the academic world in Tunisia, and of course we could have enlarged this to America, to South America, and so on and so forth, but it was really interesting to compare the specificities of the various media environment from a legal point of view, from a political point of view, from the background point of view, really. Of course, we are different, but it's really interesting to see that sometimes we are more different among the EU, or rather than different from our foreign colleagues. And it's also interesting to identify what is similar across the countries. For 2 days, you've said that some challenges are global, but that we also have similarities, and sometimes we identify differences where we didn't think there would be some, and the contrary, and vice versa. So that is also very important to bear in mind, what our colleagues worldwide do when we think about our own practice. And I was also interested in the way people deal with change, and we all have our own way to deal with change and to manage change, bearing in mind the local circumstances, bearing in mind the local media, the local stakeholders. But Philippe Delchambre yesterday was talking about the very first radio in Belgium, 1968, and there the point was really to defend our opinion. 1968, I wasn't born yet, so, and I'm no longer very young, so it dates back really in time. So community radios were or did not appear yesterday, but when I listened to the regulatory authorities, but I didn't have this impression that there were a lot of attempts to rule this environment before the year 2000. And let's say that it was more of a laundry work, and still they were really, they had to deal with financial problems. And in the 19th century, the media, the written media, the newspapers, actually were quite opinion leaders. Yes, because we asked the speakers to slow down. My opinion is a social political opinion. And yes, my comparison with the 19th century. Yes, I've lost the idea. Well, now, during the 19th century, some newspapers had to deal with the need of dealing with economic circumstances. To put it clearly, in English, the point was really to sell more. They had to think about subscription fees. Pierre-Yves Bulteau, you were talking about Frappe Régie. That's interesting, actually, to see. Advertising sales house. And at the end of the 19th century, the newspapers had to deal with changes, technological changes. The railway, the phone, the telecommunications, which will allow me to make the transition to literacy of people in the Western world. And it's because people learn to read and write that they were seeking more information. So maybe it's a difficult comparison, but I cannot help but thinking about what was going on for the newspapers in the 19th century. And the newspapers was an opinion. The print media was a media, an opinion media. Is a media of activists. It's about social roles. And I certainly do like comparisons, because I think that we focused a lot on community radios, and of course it was the objective of this conference, but we talked a lot about radio. But community radio can certainly be connected with the commitment of what are called social reporters, or this is something that was researched by Sandrine Levenk, showing how so-called social reporters cover demonstrations or trade unions events. And she showed how difficult it was for them to be caught between activism and professionalism. And it's very difficult because they also have their own personal commitment to deal with. And comparisons can be made with other formats of media communication. It's not only about radio, but also about other media. And last point, Eric said it only once this morning. Your listeners could sending text messages could produce a kind of citizen journalism. It's funny to hear you saying that, because this kind of journalism of citizens, made by citizens, was very popular during the year 2000 for the web, but community radio has been doing this for quite some time now. And it's really funny to see that this topic was not more discussed during the conference because we're talking about journalism, journalism made by citizens, by production of self-content. Thanks to the web, we'll be able to take pictures and produce some content that everybody could really become their own producer, their own content producer. But here, listening to all that, I was thinking that community radio could be put back in the context of, and I'm launching here a new word, because of course conclusions are made to really confuse everybody, but in the framework of civic media, because it's not only about radio, it's about print media, it's about web media, about television stations, and these civic media could be of interest because they could make a connection between the citizens and the community. It's not only about people talking to other people, it's really thinking about the interactions between citizens and the society or the community. That would be what I would call civic media. Civic binding agent. Civic binding agent. The idea would be actually for this kind of media to promote the connections between the citizens and the society. Why am I talking about civic media? Because I was struck by the word community, communautaire in French. We all have our own representations of community, so everybody tries to define radio, but community could be about the territory, could be about the interest, could be about culture, could be about leisure, could be about a community of women. That would be a kind of civic radio. That would be about people interested in a certain topic. It could be community, but community when the word is properly defined. So this could be the topic of a next conference. We could talk about media by the people, for the people. And we would be interested even more in people. That's it from me. And I'd like to thank a few people now. Of course, we'll produce proceedings. We'll publish the proceedings and we'll think about the format thereof and we'll keep you updated about this. It will be maybe something that will be posted on the web. We'll see.
Voilà, et donc l'ensemble des débats a été...
All the discussions have been recorded. We'll be posted on sonar.ulb.ac.be. Now, thank you to Philippe Delchambre, who was very active organizing and recording this conference with our super team of students, Camille Lorraine Lesiade. And then, no, that's all right, the right names. And Fred Collignon, who was somewhere. He was there, he's no longer there. And of course, we've been delighted to organize this event with CSA, and I would like to thank CSA, Muriel Anneau, Aline Franke, plus the whole list of colleagues from CSA, and Mr. Dupuisson. And the last thanks to the Faculty of Philosophy and the Philosophy and Literature allowing us to organize this here, the secretary of the faculty, the guests coming from abroad. And we were glad, really, to have you. And thank you to the interpreters who had to deal with us for 2 days. Thank you for listening.